And now, from the kids' zone, it's bedtime adventures, adventures, adventures. Hey, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 10th day of Christmas. How are you this evening? I hope you're doing well, and I hope you're ready for a most interesting Christmas tale entitled A Grinchy Encounter. Now, as you remember, like with all good stories, we must start from the start, and we must begin from the beginning. "'Twas the 10th day of Christmas, and at the North Pole, 10 lords were leaping, full of joy and soul. Their jumps were so high, they touched the sky, spreading Christmas cheer as they soared, oh my! Jet, Jason, James, three brothers so keen, decided to join in this leaping routine. They practiced their jumps, aiming for grace, but little did they know, the Grinch had a grimace on his face. The lords were leaping a spectacular sight, with boundless energy leaping with all their might. But the Grinch, that sneaky old Grinch with the frown, he hatched a plan to bring all their joy crashing down. He snuck through the snow with a sinister glee, to steal their leaping shoes and set chaos free. He cackled in the shadows, his heart full of spite. No more leaping for lords, not tonight. The brothers, undeterred with courage so bold, confronted the Grinch, their spirits uncontrolled. You can't steal our Christmas joy, you old meanie. We'll leap and we'll bound and destroy you, greenie. Their lords, in confusion, stopped their grand leaps, wondering why their shoes were replaced with the sheep's. The Grinch, in a fit, revealed his wicked plot. I've taken your shoes, your leaping's all for naught. But Jet, Jason, James, with laughter so hearty, declined to be victims of the Grinch's naughty party. They challenged him to a leaping duel so grand, to win back their shoes and take a festive stand. The Grinch, not one to back down from a fight, put on leaping shoes, his heart feeling light. But the brothers were nimble, their jumps so divine, leaping higher and higher in a perfect line. The lords and the brothers, a festive parade, leaped through the North Pole, not a bit afraid. The Grinch, defeated in a heap on the ground, realized that Christmas joy couldn't be bound. So the lords kept on leaping, the brothers so free, a Christmas tale of joy, resilience, and glee. As dawn broke, the North Pole was filled with delight, thanks to the lords a-leaping, so full of light. And so, on this Christmas, with stars shining bright, remembering the leaping lords and their victorious flight, the Grinch learned a lesson, joy will always win, in the magical land where Christmas begins. Well, there you have it, the 10th day of Christmas. Ha ha, that Grinchy Grinch, trying to stir up trouble yet once again. So glad he was unsuccessful. Kind of makes me wonder, what's going to happen on the 11th day of Christmas? I guess I'll have to tune in and find out on Bedtime Adventures, Adventures, Adventures. Ha, 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 ha.